You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the Thursday, 11th of July 2019, and I'm very sorry to all those cricket fans, which I imagine is practically everybody, about India's fate in the World Cup. But do not worry, there will be a next one and the next one, and there are several other cups coming our way, and victory then shall be ours. With that, let's start things off about what happened on Dalal Street yesterday and what we can expect over the course of today on this morning walk down Dalal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bulls failed to push the index back above 100 days EMA on Wednesday as Nifty 50 closed below 11,500 levels. Despite firm global cues, Indian markets witnessed a breakdown as fresh tariff threats from the US caused volatility. Among the broader market indices, BSE Midcap and BSE Small Cap 2 ended lower by 0.8% each. Among the sectoral indices, realty, capital goods, metal and auto were the biggest losers in the range of 1.1 to 1.7%. Experts feel that the market is likely to remain choppy in the near term amid mixed trend seen in quarter one earnings. The rupee declined by 7 paise to close at 68.58 against the US dollar on Wednesday, pressured by persistent foreign fund outflows and firming crude oil prices. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in Indian markets for 604 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 667 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Quick look at the charts as usual. What are the technical charts telling us? Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. The index closed below 11,500 for the first time since the 17th of May and formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. Experts feel as the index has been moving in a particular range and still holding 11,460, there is still some hope for recovery on short covering. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,461, 11,475 and 11,593. Maximum call open interest seen at 12,000 and 11,900. Maximum put open interest at 11,300 and 11,500. Some stocks that have been in the news: Piramal Enterprises. The board of Piramal has approved raising up to 1,500 crore rupees via non-convertible debentures. GTPL Hathway quarter one results are out. Consolidated profit jumped to 29.45 crore rupees versus 13.37 crore rupees. Revenue rose to 445.5 crore rupees versus 296.9 crore rupees year on year. More quarter one results: Himachal Futuristic Communications. Profit rose 148% to 117 crore rupees versus 47 crore rupees. Revenue jumped 23% to 1,343 crore rupees versus 1,088 crore rupees year on year. To make this rather quick walk worth your while, we spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls and one sell call. Power Grid has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 205 rupees 30 paise. Target we're looking at is 221 rupees, with a stop loss placed at 195 rupees for an upside of 8%. Apollo Hospitals has a buy call as well. Last trading price, 1,318 rupees, that is 1,318. Target we're looking at is 1,425 rupees, stop loss at 1,265 rupees. For an upside of 8.1%. And the sole sell call we have today is on Tata Motors. It ended trade yesterday at 151 rupees 65 paise. Target we're looking at is 140 rupees 140. Stop loss placed at 158 rupees for an upside of 7.5%. So Power Grid and Apollo Hospitals with buy calls and Tata Motors with a sell call from Bonanza Portfolio. Well, that's it. That was a short, quick and sweet walk, considering all the bitterness that we've been dealt as fans of the Indian cricket team. There will be time to introspect. There will be time to reflect. And like I said earlier, there will be more cups. With that, that is me saying I will see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. And of course, the podcasts shall continue on Money Control. Do write into us in the meanwhile if you do feel compelled to. mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.